You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you like this podcast, you will love my new anthology called Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. Check it out, and you'll hear from 49 authors about all sorts of things moms don't have time to do. All the authors have been on this podcast. Also, check out my TikTok, at With Zibby and Tracy, my other podcast, Sex Talk with Zibby and Tracy. Check out Moms Don't Have Time to Write on Medium. And of course, my new publishing company called Zibby Books. And now back to our daily author interview site and a quick hello from some of my kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Enjoy the show. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you all had a great break. I wanted to let you know about something that I've been talking a lot about on social media at Zibby Owens, which is the hashtag 22 and 22 challenge. We are at Zibby Books. We are encouraging everybody, like all of you, to visit 22 bookstores in 2022. And we're going to provide a whole series of incentives for every 5 visits, and you'll be entered to win a $500 shopping spree, and you'll get fun things like bookmarks and all the rest. Plus, you'll be part of a great community of people all helping support bookstores, authors, and more. We're really, really excited about it. If you want to join, sign up. You just go to 22in22.net. That's 22in22.net and click I'm in and put your information. And then every time you go to a bookstore, you just quickly go back on the site and click log a bookstore visit. And then we'll be keeping track and we'll be following up with all of your different achievements and awards and everything. So please sign up, spread the word. 22 and 22, get your friends to join and start visiting bookstores, and it'll be really fun and exciting. So here's to a wonderful 2022. I'm so excited that you're listening to my podcast and doing all the fun things that I have been trying to bring into the world. So here we go, 2022, hashtag 22 and 22. Colleen Hoover is the author of Reminders of Him, a novel. In case you haven't heard of her, even though lately she's been all over the place with many, many, many New York Times bestsellers on the list at the same time, Colleen Hoover is the number one New York Times bestselling author of many novels, including Regretting You, It Ends With Us, and the psychological thriller Verity. Apparently, her books have really taken off because of the Book Talk adoption of her work, and that has really spurred the backlist sales as well. Hoover and her family founded the Bookworm Box in 2015, a bookstore and monthly subscription service that offers signed novels donated by authors. All profits go to various charities each month to help those in need. Her novel Confess was filmed as a series by Awestruck and was released in 2017. In July 2019, Wayfarer Entertainment, headed by Jane the Virgin star Justin Baldoni, announced that they optioned It Ends With Us for film. Colleen lives in Texas with her husband and their three boys. I could not put this book down, by the way. Welcome, Colleen. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Reminders of Him.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I absolutely love this book. I read it over the Christmas holidays, and it was so immersive and amazing and emotional, and just I couldn't wait to see what happened. Okay, Colleen, tell listeners what this book is about and what inspired you to write it.
Reminders of Him is about a woman named Kenna, and she has kind of had a really difficult past. A lot of people are support in her life, and she made a mistake. And while she was paying for that mistake in prison, you know, other family members, not her family members, but they were raising her daughter. And when she gets out, she wants to reconnect with that child, and it's not as easy as she was hoping it would be. And you know, the book is sort of about her journey there. And I honestly don't remember what inspired it. 2020 was such a year that I kind of feel like I wrote this book from the emotions of 2020. It's a sad book. It's not, you know, very humorous at all. It is definitely kind of a dark journey to get to the happy ending.
Wow. I have to say, the physical relationship between Kenna. Well, can I even say this? Does this give anything away? There is one physical relationship.
I think there's a lot of spoilers in this book. You know, there's not really any twist.
Okay. Well, her relationship with Ledger, which starts early, is so sort of hot and heavy. And just the way you write about that, sort of the physical emotions and, you know, all of it. Tell me about writing about all of that. Like, do you get embarrassed? Do you, like, what does that feel like? Like, tell me, like, how do you create that sense of tension on the page?
I really don't enjoy writing the hot and heavy scenes. They're probably the scenes that I go over the least as I edit. I like angst. I like, you know, the connection between characters, but the actual act itself is my least favorite part to write. But with Ledger and Kenna, you know, I wanted them to meet without knowledge of, you know, their past or anything that's going on, so they can form that connection without the judgments. And I think that helped create the angst throughout the book.
The same way you did that so well, you also handled loss so beautifully, right? And everybody is coming at this loss from a different perspective, right? Kenna mourning the person she had been in love with at the time, and the parents and the family friends and everybody, like loss affects everybody in so many ways, right? How, like, was there a place that you tapped into for yourself to sort of go through all of that pain, especially from such a traumatic loss?
You know, I'm not a very emotional person. And surprisingly, knock on wood, I haven't lost a lot of people that I'm close to in this life. So when I do write about those things, I kind of have to invent those feelings. And I think what kind of helps me write such emotional scenes and pasts is the fact that I'm not so much of an emotional person. So I have to push really hard until I feel it myself. And I kind of think that takes my books to a little bit of a darker place than I probably would otherwise.
Do you have the home that Ledger was renovating? Do you have an actual home? Like, could we see what that place is looking like? Because I'm still, like, fascinated.
I need to do that. I have, you know, like, an idea of it, but I don't Pinterest a whole lot, but I see authors Pinterest the places that are in their books and the people. My issue is that when I write people and sometimes locations, it's more of a blur. Like, I'm not so into the physical descriptions of anything as I am what's going on between the characters. So yeah, I would have to really sit down and do that. That sounds like a good idea.
Well, in case you didn't have enough to do this afternoon, you know, you can just add this. You can add this to the list. So you've written 22 novels, and right now you have like what, 5 New York Times bestsellers or something on the, I haven't checked this week, but every week there's like more and more bestsellers. And you've also benefited from this sort of resurgence on Book Talk and all of that. What has that been like for you?
Surreal, to say the least. I feel like my husband and I wake up every day and we're like, is this really happening? Like, why? Yeah, it's been insane, you know, because I feel like when these books released, the ones that are on the New York Times right now, like, you know, it's been years. And so I feel like I've already celebrated them. They hit the New York Times when they released. I thought that was as good as it was going to get. And I was very happy with that. And so to have this resurgence is just mind-blowing and very surreal.
Wow. Do you feel any more pressure, like, or to come up with new ideas, or like, does it affect you when you sit down and like open a new Word doc or whatever you do to write your next book?
Not so much the recent stuff, because I'm already affected. Years, you know, I've been writing books for 10 years and it's never easy. Every single time I sit down to write a book, I feel like I'm not going to be able to finish it. I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. I feel like I forgot how to write books. So I don't know that any pressure has been added, because that pressure's always been there.
Wow. So what will it take to get you to have confidence that like you have this thing down?
Retirement? I don't know. I don't know that I want to have that confidence. I feel like, you know, just having that imposter syndrome and second guessing myself, I've realized is part of my writing process. And that's what pushes me to try to do my best. So I'm okay with it now. I've accepted it. It's always going to be this way. And, you know, it's just part of the process.
And what is it like when you sit down to write? Like when you think of a new idea or you decide you're ready for the next one, like, you know, is this your desk that I'm looking at now? Like, is this where you sit and write? Or like, what is it? Take me through it visually.
I really write anywhere. So, you know, sometimes I write at home in bed. Sometimes I write here. Sometimes I put my headphones on and write at the kitchen table. It really just depends on where I'm at when creativity strikes. I cannot keep a schedule for anything. I can't schedule myself to sit down and write so many words a day. And it's just very chaotic, to say the least. Like, I could write 16 hours a day for 1 to 2 weeks straight and then not write for 3 months. I don't have a process. I think that's my process, is not having a process.
Well, you know, it's hard to plan inspiration, right? I totally get it. Are there any projects that you started and you got pretty far along with and then you were like, no, actually, this isn't going to be a book?
I actually started about 6 different things back in 2020 before Reminders of Him finally stuck and became the book that I wrote. So I have quite a few, for the first time ever, loose outlines and ideas that I may go back to. That doesn't happen very often. Usually when I start a book, that's the book that I stick with and finish. But I do have some loose ideas. I'm kind of waiting just to see what happens with this release. There's a character in Reminders of Him I would like to write a book about, but I kind of want to, you know, just see what the reception is.
Which character?
Roman.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's local and loyal programming, host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get Fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Well, I feel like you do such a good job of making your characters just completely come to life. And I know that sounds hokey, and I'm sure you hear that all the time, but it's a real art to figuring out how to get the essence of a person, right? So like, how do you, or does it all just happen and you don't really know how? But it's like, because your characters seem so real to me and flawed and real and multidimensional. And like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, I feel like I want to be able to relate to characters that I read about and write about. You know, it's very hard for me to write, like, I love to read about like billionaires and, you know, people that I don't interact with every day. But when I sit down to write, I just never can go there. And so I tend to write people that you would just run into in everyday life. I don't know. That's just what I enjoy writing. I don't know that there's any kind of process I go through to create the characters.
And how much, like, do you do any research? I know, for instance, like working at, maybe this sounds like a silly question, like working at the supermarket, right? Like for Kenna's job and the break room and all of like the, just that whole little piece of her life, right?
It's, yeah. I've had a lot of jobs in my life. I do pull from things that I've done, but not always. And it really depends on the subject, whether or not I put a lot of research into it. You know, because I write about normal, everyday people, I don't really have to do a lot of research. I know that I did with maybe Someday with one of the characters with It Ends With Us. I just, you know, had to talk to my mom a lot about Lily's character. And so it really just depends on the book. But with Reminders of Him, it was, you know, I kind of talked to my little sister about Kenna's past. My little sister is very into prison reform and is focusing on that. She was working on her master's degree for a nonprofit. And so she helped me a lot in that area. But yeah, it really just depends on the book.
Okay. Is this what you thought you would do? Like when you were a little girl?
This is what I hoped I would do, but I don't know that I ever thought I would actually make a career out of it. You know, I didn't start writing my first book until I was 31, and that was just a fluke. I was just writing a fun story. Never imagined this in a million years. Never. You know, it was my dream to hopefully someday write or finish a book, but I never even dreamed that I could hit the New York Times. Like, that was just so far out there, you know, that wasn't even on my list of dreams. So it's been insane.
Is what opportunity has opened up that you are, that you're like, thank God I wrote the books because this happened?
Being able to buy groceries without having to make my checking account go negative. Like, yeah. So just little things like that, not worrying about how I'm going to pay for my kids' college, you know, like our whole lives have just changed in that regard. But career-wise or anything, like, I don't know that I want more doors to open up because I am extremely happy with what I do and where I'm at.
What are you working on now?
I can't really say because I haven't announced it yet. I'm working on a book that I signed with a publisher but refused payment for it because I wasn't sure if I could complete it or make it exactly what I wanted it to be. So I'm waiting to see if I get there and if I'm happy with it before I announce it or accept payment for it.
Okay. That's one way to take off the pressure.
Yes, yes. Well, this one is tricky. Like, it's a book that I have said I wasn't going to write, and then I got an idea for it. So I just don't want to get people's hopes up.
Okay. Now my wheels are turning, trying to figure out what you're talking about, but that's okay. Have you benefited from the author community? Like, how do you feel about being an author? What has that been like?
Oh my gosh, have I benefited? I don't think I'd be where I am without the author community. All of my best friends, you know, are authors that I've met in this industry. It's just been so amazing, so supportive. And the reader community, like, I just look at the charity we started a few years ago and the things that people have done to help that charity, the donations we've received. It's been incredible.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
About the charity?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my sisters and I have two sisters. We started a charity back in 2015 called the Bookworm Box, and it's a subscription box. And we also have a brick and mortar store in Silver Springs, Texas, where all of the books in the store are signed by the author and donated, and all of the money goes to charity. And we also have a book signing every year called Book Bonanza. We host it in Texas every summer. We had to postpone the last two because of COVID, but fingers crossed that we'll be able to do it again this year.
Wow. That's amazing. What types of charities do you support with the...
We donated to hundreds. We try to send out donations every month, but I know with Book Bonanza, with the income this year, we donated over $100,000 to different food banks across America. And also with Book Bonanza, we were able to build a school in Malawi.
Wow. Amazing. So, like, what do you do when you want to forget your job?
I watch TV. I love watching TV. Like, I'm very easy to please. Movies, oh my gosh. Me and the boys will just, you know, sit down and try to find something we can all agree on, which is a challenge. But and that's probably my favorite pastime. I get inspiration from watching movies. Sometimes I don't even make it through the movie because, you know, like, something someone says on the TV will spark an idea, and that idea will spark something else. And I'll be like, I have to go right by, and I'll get used to it.
Wow. Amazing. What about when you're, like, super stressed out? Do you get stressed out about deadlines and writing and all that? Or are you more, like, chill about everything?
I'm pretty chill. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not too hard on myself. I try to arrange my life and my schedule to where I don't have a lot of deadlines. Luckily, that's been my goal since I started, is to never make this feel like a job. Like, I want it to feel like a hobby. And in order for it to feel like a hobby for me, I don't like to owe people things. And so I've gotten to the point where I'm trying to write what I want to write first and then figure out what I want to do with it, whether that's go with the publisher or self-publish or, you know, put it on Wattpad for free. I've done that before. Yeah. So it just depends, but I do try. That's my main goal in my life, is to keep my life as stress-free as possible. So it's been working out pretty well.
Wow. I need to take a dose of that. That sounds good. What advice would you have for aspiring authors?
Oh gosh, that's a good one. You know, I've been in this industry a long time, and I think the thing that I see the most with authors is they compare themselves and their success or lack of success to other authors. And to actually make it in this industry is like winning the lottery. It is hard. There are a lot of books out there. So my advice is to go into it and write the book that you want to read, write the book that's in your heart. Don't write to try to sell books. Don't write to trend, because whatever's trending now is not going to be trending when you finish your book. And be happy that you completed a book. I mean, that's the biggest accomplishment, whether people read it or not. And I know that's easy to say, like, I know people want to make a career and pay their bills with their art, but it's very difficult. And I hate it when I see people kind of give up and walk away when they don't see the success that they hope to see, because they should be so proud that they wrote this book. That's amazing.
And if you were going to change a couple of things or one thing or anything about the publishing industry as a whole, what would you do? Like, if you were going to start your own publishing company?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I think that the thing that I would have changed 10 years ago has kind of been changing, and that's the gatekeeping. And, you know, the indie book world has really blown that up, and so many authors have been able to get their books out there that I don't think, myself included, would have been able to get their books anywhere if it weren't for indie publishing. So I think it's going in the right direction. I would absolutely change piracy if there's a way you could stop that.
All right. Awesome. Any books you've read lately that you're obsessed with?
I'm on an Emily Henry kick. I got her ARC, Book Lovers, and I absolutely loved it. I've read it twice already. But yeah, I've read pretty much her entire backlist this year.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, she's great. Okay. Well, thank you, Colleen. Thanks for coming on. And thanks
for having me.
You know, sorry for the interruptions today.
You're good.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.